Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28 says, "Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom." Ooh, what a great truth right there, just in that one verse from Isaiah 40, verse 28. Well, good to see you, friend. Welcome to Sunday worship on this August the 9th, 2020. My name is Joey Kroll. Pray that you're having a blessed weekend. I'm so blessed to sit behind this microphone and spend some time with you on this Sunday. This radio ministry, Sunday Worship, we focus on Jesus. Yeah, we have scripture, songs, some great devotions, some great encouragement, and some God-honoring music in it all as well. Let's start things off today with a group called the Hymn Chart Singers, and Jesus Paid It All.
I hear the Savior say, "Thy strength in need is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow.
Tell you what a beautiful song. Jesus paid it all, and all to him I owe. Hey, thank you so much for tuning in here on today's edition of Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, listen to this, 16 and 17 says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances." It says, give thanks in all circumstances, even the not so good circumstances. You know, we may not be thankful for cancer, but we can be thankful for the God who walks with us during cancer. We may not be thankful for divorce, but we can be thankful to the God who walks and ministers to us in the midst of divorces and brokenness and so forth. So, friend, we have a reason to give thanks. We may not be excited about the circumstances we may be in, but we can be thankful for the God who walks with us through any circumstance.
A million miles or more, it feels today. And though I haven't lost my faith, I must confess right now that it's hard for me to pray. But I don't know what to say. And I don't know where to start.
Where to start.
But as you give the grace, with all that's in my heart, I will sing, I will praise. Even in my darkest hour, through the sorrow and the pain, I will sing. Hard for me to see all the thoughts and plans you have for me.
Yes, it is.
But I will put my trust in you, knowing that you died to set me free. But I don't know what to say. But as you give the grace, with all that's in my heart, I will sing, I will praise. Even in my darkest hour, through the sorrow and the pain, I will sing, I will praise. Your word is true. I will sing.
Yes, I will.
I will pray.
Oh, yes. Even in my darkest hour, through the sorrow and the pain, I will sing. I will praise. Lift my hands to honor you, because your word is true. I will sing, I will sing, yes I will, I'll sing to you Lord.
You're listening to Sunday Worship.
Holy ground.
His presence, there is joy beyond measure. And at His feet, peace of mind can still be found.
You know, I was just thinking just the other day about this song and thought, you know, I haven't played it in a while. That's right. We are standing on holy ground. Hey, thanks so much for tuning in to Sunday Worship. Picture this. It's Sunday night. You're dreading another week with that labor-intensive, angry, grouchy boss of yours who lords over you every single minute. You ever get to that point where you're just dreading Monday? What if I told you that you can get a new boss by tomorrow without ever quitting your job? You know, Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 and 24, it says, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Jesus. Friend, that is straight from the Word of God, Colossians chapter 3. Now, it may not feel like it, but if you are a believer, you are serving the Lord Jesus Christ. We are called to have the mentality that we are not serving man, nor are we serving an organization, but we are serving the Lord. If we come to work with that mindset that we're here for Him, it should naturally change our outlook, attitude, and work ethic. And friend, when we do, it says in verse 24 that He will give us our reward. So Mondays may still come too quickly, but you don't need to dread them anymore because you are now serving a new boss.
When the stars burn down and the earth wears out, and we stand before the throne with the witnesses.
have gone before, we will rise and all applaud, singing blessing.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Be still to know that He is.
is faithful. Consider all that he has done. Stand in awe and be amazed. Know that he will never change. Be still. Be still and know that he is God. Be still and know that he is God. Be still. Be speechless. Be still and know that he is God. Our Father, come rest your head upon his breast. Listen to the rhythm of his unfailing heart of love, beating for his little ones, calling each of us to come.
Hey, thank you so much for tuning in to today's edition of Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll. Going to get ready to fellowship with God's people here in just a little bit. Even though I host this program each and every Sunday, I still have a chance to spend some time with his people. And I hope you have a chance to do the same as well. And I love this quote from Corrie ten Boom. She said one time about the importance of prayer. She says, "Is prayer your steering wheel or your spare tire?"
Around the glassy sea, share a
cried, "Holy, holy, holy." Well, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship here on Great News Radio. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. It's an honor to sit behind this microphone. And just a quick reminder, though, don't forget about starting your week, starting your day off tomorrow with Mark Burns. Yeah, for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, and he will have Memorization Monday tomorrow at 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Well, friend, I'm going to hang up these headphones of mine and gather with God's people. Until next time, just remember that no matter what you do, where you go, just remember that you are salt, you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.